And the California Water Institute at Fresno State continues to help us better understand water issues here on the KMJ Ag Report and how water is used in California.
Good morning and welcome to Weekly Water Insights, where we dive into the stories, challenges, and solutions shaping California's water future. I'm Laura Ramos from the California Water Institute, and today we're exploring the remarkable story of the Dos Rios State Park, our living example of what's possible when communities unite for conservation. Nestled at the confluence of the Tuolumne and the San Joaquin River, Dos Rios State Park isn't just a nature preserve. It's a bold vision brought to life through collaboration. Officially opened on June of 2024, this 1,600-acre restoration project is the largest public-private floodplain restoration in California's history. But this journey began long before the ribbon cutting. Over a decade ago, a diverse coalition of stakeholders, farmers, environmental advocates, tribal leaders, state, and federal agencies came together with one shared goal: to restore the land while meeting the needs of both people and wildlife. At the helm of the transformation was River Partners, led by Julie Rettner, working alongside the Tuolumne River Trust and a host of other partners. Together, they reimagined what land use could look like in the Central Valley. Instead of pitting agriculture against the environment, the Dos Rios team embraced both. With over $40 million in funding from 11 sources and thousands of hours of collaboration, they restored this land into a thriving floodplain ecosystem. The impact is already profound. Dos Rios now provides critical habitat for species like hawks and salmon, and the endangered riparian brush rabbit. It also includes state-of-the-art water control structures that reduce flood risk for the surrounding communities, embracing how environmental stewardship and public safety can go hand in hand. And it doesn't stop there. The project generated 250 local jobs and opened new recreational opportunities that promote community health and environmental education. It's a vibrant example of how ecological restoration can benefit people just as much as nature. What sets Dos Rios apart isn't just its scale. It's the model it represents. This project proves that when we listen to each other and work across traditional boundaries, we could create lasting solutions. It's a hopeful blueprint for tackling some of California's toughest water and land challenges. As climate pressure grows and water systems become more strained, Dos Rios offers a vital lesson. Collaboration isn't just ideal, it's essential. The success of this park reminds us that by embracing diverse perspectives and shared goals, we can build a more resilient and inclusive future for California. Thank you for joining me on Weekly Water Insights, and don't forget to tune in next week. Together, we can navigate the challenges of water management and build a sustainable future for everyone.
Laura Ramos is the director at the California Water Institute at Fresno State. For more information, you can go to californiawater.org.